Tune in this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I show you color converters, a really cool API that's deep down in Xamarin Essentials, showing you how to convert colors from the generic .NET version to the iOS, Android, and Windows specifics. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to Xamarin Essentials API of the Week. Today, we're looking at color converters. This one's a super duper cool one. I really, really like it. It enables us to convert system drawing color to and from the iOS, Android, and Windows specific namespaces, which is really, really nifty when dealing with user interface. Now, color converters does a lot more than that, and we'll take a look at it, because it even allows you to create colors from like hex codes and a bunch of other ways of doing it too. So let's take a look. Now here I am inside of Visual Studio 2019, and I have Xamarin Essentials installed in my iOS, Android, and .NET standard library. Of course, Xamarin Essentials also supports UWP, tvOS, Apple Watch, and Tizen devices. So if you have those projects, install the NuGet there too. Then of course, head over to our amazing Xamarin Essentials documentation to learn how to get started and how to use all of the different APIs. And here's color converters right there. Now this one doesn't require any other permissions or anything like that. It just uses built-in converters for the different colors. So here, these are really, really cool. Here, color converters, you can give it a hex code, an HSL code, or an integer to convert that to the specific system.drawingColor. So these all return the same value. Just here, if your designer gives you a hex value, boom, you're good to go. Now my favorite here is that you can also adjust the color. So instead of having to deal with different alphas or hues or saturation, you can take any color and multiply the alpha. You can create it with a specific hue, with a specific alpha, or different saturation or luminosity. Really, really nice. But my favorite that I want to show off is the platform extensions. This one allows you to convert from a system drawing color into the Android or iOS specific. Now I like this because sometimes I need to really get into the UI specific code of my projects. Sometimes I'm creating little dependency services to maybe change the status bar on iOS or Android, or a custom renderer where I need to deal with colors. So that's what we're going to use it today in our application. So let's head back over to the app. Now what I want to show you is I've created a little interface in my shared code called iStatusBar. And what this does is it sets the status bar color for my Android or iOS device. And this takes in a system drawing color. It's cross-platform. It doesn't know about iOS or Android. Now what I'm going to do over here on my login page is we do a little validation if the username and password is valid or not. So for fun, what I'm going to do is, via our dependency service, get the interface back, so wherever it's been implemented, and then I'm going to set the status bar color either to green or to red, if it's valid or not. Now what's cool here is that I'm actually using a Xamarin Forms color, which happens to also be a system drawing color, so you can use both of those interchangeably with this API, which is really nice. So let's take a look over here at our implementation. Here in my Android application, this is how we set the specific status bar color. We have to grab our current activity and window, and here I set the background. Let me go ahead and drop this down for us here. I set the specific flags for the that I'm going to draw the background. I set it to translucent color. And then I can set the background here of the status bar. So I'll say window.setStatusBarColor, and this will take in an Android graphics color. Now we don't have one, we have a system drawing color. There we go. So let's go this. We'll say var Android color, and we'll say color.toPlatformColor. Now that is coming in via the Xamarin Essentials extensions. So if I scroll up here, we have Xamarin Essentials right there. Now if I didn't have it in, that would actually come up as not found and ask me to bring in Xamarin Essentials. And that's how we get that extension there, which is really nice. So now if I zoom back in, we have that Android graphics color. And I could go back and forth. I could go Android color dot, And here I could say to system color. We extend not only the cross-platform color, but the native color too, to go back and forth. So now what I can do is I can say Android color. There we go. Boom. That's it. Now I can deploy this to my iOS, Android, Windows device, wherever I have this integrated. Here I have it on Android. So let me compile up this code and then run it on my device over here so we can see it in action. And this is super duper nice. So here we go. We launch it right here and I'm screen mirroring it. So once this application loads, we get our little login page. And here I'll just say James and I'll do no password. And boom, the status bar is red. Now if I type in a password of hello world, so it's valid here, I'll hit login. And now it's green right up top here because it's gone in and validated those colors. So let's see it with a breakpoint. So let me go ahead and remove that. Hit that login again, and there we go. Right here, we have that color that's coming in as a system color, and then I'll go ahead and step over, and just like that, that color is converted into a native Android color, all with Xamarin Essentials. It's really just that easy with a single extension method or some of those really cool helpers in color converters to deal with colors. When you don't want to, Xamarin Essentials has you covered. Hope that you enjoyed this video and all the videos in the series, and thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.